He says, long as our personal pronoun was in the world. Listen at this. Listen at it good. Was in the world. I was the light of the world. It caught it yet? Then he commissioned me and you and us. Now that I ought to go back to my Father. This is so sweet here. I love this. You ought to be jumping and shouting when God called you to speak the word of God. He said, now that I got to go back to my Father, this is what he told everyone else in here. Ye, which means you personally, are the light of the world. And he didn't stop there. He said, you are sitting in a dark place that sit on a hill that can't be hid. Can everybody see you? If you in Christ, your light gonna shine everywhere you go. Ain't no man can put it out. He might take you out, but your light gonna still shine. Because it's going before God's glory. He said here, we close, we through. Ephesians 4, 22 through 24. Put off the old man concerning the form of that conversation, which is corrupt, according to deceitful lust. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the what? New man. Which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. This not my word, y'all. Don't get upset with me. This the word of God. And he went on to say, and I find out sometimes we do this in the church.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. Our morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
We have just successfully elected two black men for U.S. Senate in Mississippi. Through voting, we have ensured that 80% of our state representatives here in the U.S. South are either black or Native American. Sounds like wishful thinking? In the 1870s, this was actually the history we made through grassroots organizing, and we used the U.S. Census to do it. Coming out of slavery, we organized for black political power, and the census count in 1870 allowed for the creation of the first majority-minority districts in U.S. history. These new districts allowed for a radical change in who represented us in the Senate, Congress, and state houses. In 2020, we will again have an opportunity to take part in the census and make sure every adult and child in our household is counted. Ensuring an accurate count during the U.S. Census is part of our black history. Let's make history again by making sure everyone we know is counted.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you doing? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana. The place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. We are located at 1100 Nona Street, at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our pastor, with an anointed sermon already in progress. Pastor Annie Mulberry. So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. So good, good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress. The freedom to know that you are blessed. I'm good, good enough to handle my bills. So good, good enough to raise my kids. Best is the best and honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at.
Preachers are all about studying, preparing, Running around with it in our mouth. that the Bible says that is a member that no man can tame. Only God can tame that tongue. Fifth verse. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people. Not when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper. There came unto him a woman. There came unto him a woman. Happy Women's Month to all of you daughters of Zion. You finally made it, daughters of Zion. You finally made it. We've got a month that's dedicated to the women, woman of God. There came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very expensive, precious ornament, and pulled it on his head. Remember, on his head. Remember that, on his head. Remember that, on his head. On Jesus' head. She pulled this all on Jesus' head. She, the female, pulled this all on Jesus' head. She, the female, pulled this all on Jesus' head. And he said, and we... But when the disciples, this was his own. This was his own. But when the disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, is this race? What is she doing up here showing off? What is going on? This was the disciples. We ain't got nothing here, but you got some men, Pastor Apostle Carey. But don't believe women ought to be up here.
That's right.
Don't believe women ought to be preaching this word of God. Don't believe women should not ought not be putting no oil on the Almighty God's head. Thank verse. For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. We can use that money for that all that she's putting on Almighty Jesus, our God, our... But they, we could have took that money so that we could have. We're not going to take it and put it upon our pockets ourselves and put it on it. We could have took that all that she had and paid somebody like them. Have the sister to get some food for her children. Because their thinking was right. Their thinking was right. Read. 10 verse. When Jesus understood it, now what did they say? He didn't say heard. They didn't say when Jesus heard it. They didn't say when Jesus discerned it. The word said when he understood it, my. What are they thinking? What are they saying? When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble the woman? Why bother the woman? For she hath worked a good work in me. He said she did a good work to me.
Amen.
Pouring this all over my head.
Amen.
And remember here. Yes. 11 verse. For ye have the poor always with you. But me, your Savior, your teacher, your master, your maker. Ye have not always.
Yes.
I told you already I'm getting ready to go away.
Yes.
12 verse. But in that she have pulled this ointment on my body. The oil went down from the head to the body.
Oh, yes.
She did it for my burial. She did it for my burial. This was a spiritual situation that they did not see. I want you to know God don't show no one man, one woman, all things. This comes and calling that comes from God. He gives you a little bit, me a little bit, and all of us working together for him. For the glory of the sheep is the will of the Father, my Father. I do what I saw him do. And as for me, when is it going to come back? When the time, when the end time is going to be? He said, I don't know.
Yes.
That's nothing to his hands.
Yes.
Very, very, I said to you,
yes.
Whosoever, wheresoever, this gospel shall be preached. Preached.
Yes.
The woman put oil on his head. The woman put oil on his head.
Yes.
Wheresoever this gospel shall be preached.
Yes.
And the whole, not just part,
yes.
Jerusalem, Judea, and the whole world, not just the United States,
right.
In the world,
yes.
There shall also this, that this woman have done, be told for a memorial for her.
Glory.
And the whole wide world.
Yes.
She put the oil on his head. It's still going to be something. Ain't going to let him do nothing. He said, I stand at your door, and I knock. And that's where I stand, I knock. And I knock until you invite me in. And if you don't invite me in, I don't come in. But if you ever invite me in, it's on. I'm going to take you away over everything. I'm going to tell you how to do it. I'm going to tell you what's wrong. I'm going to tell you the joy of what's done. I don't want no woman to get you prosper. If you don't invite me in, then I'll be sure to invite me in. I'll stand at this door and knock. I'm going to take the whole lot of hearts. Break every chain. 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 Luke the 7th chapter, Jesus goes. There's an army out there. The psalm said, there's an army. That's rising up.
Yes.
When I said, you're that army, you said, yes, yes, I am. And how about God trying to work with you? I don't know if I am or not. My name is Shuka. St. Luke, the 7th chapter, 36th verse. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisees' house, and the Pharisees, the Pharisees, they searched him out to kill him out, was going to stop and change things the way they think it should be. He went into the Pharisees' house and sat down to eat. See, we get talked about it. They ever see you with a homemonger, they ever see you with a liar, they ever see you. We preachers go through all kind of everything, just trying to save souls, just trying to help people to be clean, just trying to help people to get up and rise again when the mountains come back together. He said, those in the water, the dead in the water, they don't get up first. And then us, which are alive, we just still hanging around there. He said, we're going to get caught with it. And that's what the preachers are trying to do. There you go again. A woman in the city was a sinner. My. Made it funny. This woman was a sinner. Like the woman that called the men folks. Brought to Jesus, all of the men folks. And said, Master, we call her laying up with a man. Now your word, now he understood what the Bible said he was laying in the ground. And when he understood what they said, he said, all right, go to me. I got him on my yard, they slept with him.
but every one of them is destroying them stronger. Some of them are high and get on. Nobody to see that you live.
Come on. Come on.
You'll never be the same. Because he's breaking chains. He's breaking chains. He's breaking chains. And you bet on me. And behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner. When she heard that Jesus said meat in the Pharisee's house, put up an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet. Behind him, listen, protocol. At his feet. She stood behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet. I can't try to remember about the head. This woman came as humble as you can. And washed his feet with her tears. Mama is crying. I'm just so grateful to even be at his feet. And then wiped them with her hair. With her hair. In those days, they wore coverings. The Bible didn't say they wiped it with the covering.
That's right.
Said she wiped it with her hair.
Right.
Now, when the Pharisees which had been insulted, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, he would have known who and what manner of woman this is that's touching him.
Right.
If he was a true man of God, he would know that this prostitute, this old woman, this sinner woman, but what they're saying is he wasn't a real prophet. And Jesus answered and said, son, I have some work to say unto you. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which built two debtors. The one out 500 pences, 500, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay him back, be frankly, he forgave them. Tell me now, son, therefore, which of them will love him the most? Is your love the most? The one with 50 or the one with 500? Simon answered and said, I suppose that be to whom he forgave most. And he, Jesus, said unto him, thou hast rightfully judged. And he turned to the woman, and then said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet.
Come on.
Not in front of Peter.
Come on, come on.
But she hath washed my feet with her tears.
Jesus.
And wiped them with her hair and her head.
Yes.
If thou gavest me no kiss, thou, you didn't give me no kiss. But this woman, ever since from the time I came in, has not ceased from kissing my feet.
My
head with all thou didst not anoint, but this woman have anointed my head, my feet with warm ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee,